Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, it's Matt Bove from It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. This NFL offseason, we can fit 25 hours in a day, and that's because of podcasts. They make you more productive. When you're folding laundry, paying bills, making omelets, or any other task that you've got to get done, listen while you work. Do your chores and be entertained all at the same time. It's all about the bills, the news, insight, analysis, and of course, some jokes too, on demand, so it fits into your busy schedule. Follow the It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Matt. I mean, some of the plays that were made in this game by Justin Jefferson were just incredible. He is amazing. Mm-hmm. Bills also should have stopped a couple of those plays, including, obviously, the 4th and 18 that Cam Lewis should have knocked down.
Just knock it down.
He said it in the locker room. He used a lot of F-bombs and expletives to talk about it, criticizing himself, but he said it, and he's right. Just knock the ball down. I also want to question Cam Lewis starting at safety, not having help on that play necessarily. Like, there's a lot of things to question about, you know, the defensive scheme and coverage and what they're doing with some of their injuries. And heck, I'll even ask, where's Tre'Davious White right now?
That's the big one. It's Trey White. I get it. I don't know what the deal is. Even Trey White in his first game in almost a year would have done a better job with Justin Jefferson. Those plays, some of them are happening, but all of them are not happening. They did not have an answer yesterday to an elite number one wide receiver, and that cost them. Justin Jefferson looked like the best wide receiver in the world yesterday. He might be anyway, but he destroyed the Bills. They had absolutely no answers for him. Same thing, they really missed Jordan Poyer.
Yeah. Like,
that play doesn't happen with Jordan Poyer out on the field. Agreed. Also, they're 6-0 with Jordan Poyer, and they're 0-3 without Jordan Poyer. So talk about contract negotiation leverage. If you're sitting there in your Jordan Poyer's camp, I don't care about the, you know, your age or your injuries at this point. You're sitting there and saying, like, listen, you win when he's out there and you lose when he's not. That's something to be concerned. Also, there's going to be a lot of people who roll their eyes to this, but it's very interesting that they were doing really well when Tremaine Edmonds was on the field. And then when he was off the field, then they started to get gashed and just destroyed. That's something to keep in mind when you're talking about Tremaine Edmonds and how replaceable he is. Maybe he's not, because they only gave up 10 points with Tremaine Edmonds on the field. And then they gave up 23 without him on the field. So defensively, everybody always wants to find somebody or something to blame. That's just human nature. And Josh is going to take most of the blame because he's the face of the franchise. He threw the interception on the last play. And quite frankly, he probably deserves more blame than any one individual person. But defensively, just, I don't understand what changed from the time of the last couple minutes in the third quarter till the end of overtime. They made a couple timely stops, so I will give them that. Like, they held Minnesota on the goal line stand at the end. That should have won them the game. They also held them in overtime just to a field goal. So they get some credit there, but I can't give them too much praise because they still did allow an 81-yard touchdown run to Dalvin Cook. They allowed Minnesota to move down the field with ease multiple times. Like, those are things that are concerning.
They did a couple of nice goal line stands, obviously, at the end of regulation and at the end of overtime, at the first possession of overtime for Minnesota. Did a really nice job in between. They allowed too much. And like you said, what changed? I think the 81 yard changed it. It really did. I think for some reason, 81 yard run, even Von Miller spoke about it after the game. He said they were doing a really good job up to that point. I looked at the numbers. I actually wrote it down. I think Dalvin Cook had like 13 yards up until that point. Like, they had nothing. running. They had several yard stops for losses, and then all of a sudden, 81-yard run. Because he didn't even have over 100 yards after that run, which is crazy. It was in, end of the third quarter. That kind of changed everything. It changed the complexion of the game. And, you know, when you get in this rhythm of or rut of you can't do certain things like closing out games, and then another team starts to creep in a little bit, it starts to creep into your mind. And that's another thing that I'm wondering if this team, you know, it's been so mentally strong over the last, you know, couple of years, several years with Sean McDermott. Stephon Diggs said, though Von Miller talks about not blinking, maybe we blinked. And I think that's a little bit concerning that this team's starting to have that creep in a little bit where even the players are saying, maybe we blinked. Are they as mentally strong as they have been and what we're used to seeing? Because I do think that played a factor, like, oh my God, here we go again. And by the way, against a team that they know has been known to win games like this. Like, this is what Minnesota does. They come back. They make plays in the second half. They make plays in the fourth quarter. We have not been doing that. Everything's coming together. You get a little tight. You grip the football a little harder. You make tough decisions. And that's the result.
Yeah, I think it's a factor. I think it's poor execution. I think they've been outcoached in the second half. And they've just kind of been outplayed by these teams. And I don't know what needs to change. But it's such a stark difference from what we saw at the beginning of the season. Because look at the games that they won that were close. The Baltimore game, they were great in the second half. They come back, they win the game. The Chiefs game, they were much better in the second half. They win the game late. They win a close game. We can kind of finally put to bed the, okay, they lose close games. They didn't at the beginning of the year. Now they are. They have three losses on the season by a combined 8 points. I'm not saying that is an excuse for this team. I'm saying that as a man, you had opportunities in all of these games. The Jets game is probably the one that was like, okay, yeah, you should have lost. But the Miami game, they've got chances to go ahead. Then they block the punt. Then they can't get down the field and kick a field goal, which would have won. They only lost that game by 2, remember. And then yesterday, there were 4 or 5 different plays that we could point to yesterday and say, if that happened different, the Bills win the game. And they weren't able to do it. And because we're more specifically talking about defensively here, it's a 4th and 18. And you still give it up to Justin Jefferson. And it was a circus catch. It was unbelievable. Cam Lewis just knocked the ball down. You knock the ball down, the game's done. The 81-yard play to Dalvin Cook, that changed everything. I don't know who it was. I'd have to go back and look at the replay. Somebody took a terrible angle on that play. It was the safety or the corner. He gets through the hole, probably is 5 yards past the line of scrimmage at this point, and somebody just took an atrocious angle. He just skirts right by them. He went 81 yards untouched. And yeah, it's just also, where's Dean Marlowe? Like, Cam Lewis played fine, but you traded for Dean Marlowe because you trusted him as a depth option at safety. And it's weird to me that Cam Lewis is the guy who you use in his first ever start at safety as opposed to Dean Marlowe. I get it. Maybe he doesn't have the playbook fully it's weird. And the Tre'Davious White thing is really strange because I thought he was going to play last week. I thought he was going to play this week. It's at home. You could have really sheltered the amount of snaps that he needed to take, and he's still not out there. And they won't say anything on it. They've given really no clarity. Just, he's not ready.
Day. And I mean, and I wonder, is it he feels he's not ready? Is it the coaching staff feels he's not ready? The training staff feels he's not ready? He's on the active roster. They're eating the roster spot. It's been 2 games now. They've eaten a roster spot by making him an inactive, a healthy scratch, essentially. So I don't get it. And I think at some point, you know, we're coming up on a full year. It will be a full year on Thanksgiving or maybe a day before or after, because it was, you know, Thanksgiving was a different day last year. I don't know. Maybe that was always the timeline in his head. I'll wait a whole year. I don't know. I don't want to assume it's on him or them or whoever it is. I know this. When we watch him at practice, he looks fine. He's a full participant in practice, and he went through a rigorous workout before the Jets. I was down there in the field and watched that. He was like a boxer coming out of the ring. I mean, he was going through a really tough workout, and he looked great. He was in great spirits. He was smiling. He was talking to people. So just wondering, you know, what's going on there. All right. It's always game day in Buffalo. Sal Capaccio, Matt Bove. Real quick, you don't think they should have taken the safety anyway, right? I mean, that's just they would have had to punt from their 20 and give the ball to Minnesota with about 30, 35 seconds left. Minnesota would have had it, probably needed a field goal to win, but they probably only needed about 25, 30 yards.
Yeah, no, I don't think they should have taken a safety. I think that's the worst case, though. That's the thing that's so concerning to me is because even if that's in the back pocket, then you punt the ball away. You try and stop them a couple plays because I don't think at that point they would have had any timeouts. Maybe they had one timeout. But yeah, it's just that's mind boggling to me. Even the lack of creativity. They've run that play all the time, that quarterback sneak on like third and one or third and inches or fourth and inches.
You hit the nail on the head. I think the bottom line is you have to get the snap first, no matter what.
Yeah.
Even if you could push back for a safety, get the snap.
It's concerning that he doesn't, he's never going to say this, but all indications are that they don't trust the line to get any push whatsoever.
Well, I will tell you this, working with you know, Eric Wood at center and all that, he's talked about this before. Like in that situation, it is tough. These guys are diving at your legs as a center. Like you got to get it. You know it. You're trying to, there's a lot going on down there because they're diving at the ball. They're diving at your legs and Mitch put it on him. Right? Mitch said, anytime there's that, it's on me. I don't know if that's the case necessarily. Maybe there is something to, maybe the snap wasn't as good because Mitch is worried about guys diving at him. Right. I mean, I think we have to leave the possibility that it's not just Josh not securing the snap. Maybe it didn't come up exactly the way, you know, that he's used to having it. So there was a lot going on in that play. All right. Always game day in Buffalo. Let's talk big picture.